Then Prabhupada actually told me, it was in one of the nights of about one ashram, that, see, maybe I can tell them or tell others. So at night, sometimes Prabhupada couldn't sleep. And so Prabhupada would, you know, I would massage him. He would sit up. Sometimes I would just sit there and Prabhupada would start to speak. And one such night, Prabhupada was lamenting that there is so much to do and I'm so sick. Then I told Prabhupada, Prabhupada, what you have done is inconceivable. So you should never think that you haven't done enough. Now you should just relax. And then Prabhupada said, no, what I have done is 50%. The other 50% is the Istapir Varnashram. And then he explained why Varnashram is so important. Because he has established, he has given Krishna consciousness. Not that everyone will become a devotee. Those who won't become devotees, for them we need Varnashram. And then Prabhupada pointed out how the society has to be structured according to the dharmic principles through Varnashram. Varnashram is the foundation on which dharma will be established, and then, you know, Krishna consciousness as the dharma. And, you know, the important point he made in that respect, that not that everybody will become a devotee.
And that Varnashram was for?
For those who
were not the devotees.
Yeah.
Not for the devotees as such. Big. Fundamental.
So, sort of thing, the devotees.
Yeah.
That is fine, that they are trying to kind of create a model thing. Like, that's fine also. But the ultimate thing is, the Varnashram is the system which will structure the society. Many things Prabhupada said just went over my head, you know, like I couldn't, because I was just a devotee a few months in the movement. You know? But a few things that I remember in bits and pieces, that people naturally have their tendency to act. You know, they have the natural tendency to act. And Varnashram provides you the opportunity to act with your natural propensity. Right? Like, you know, a warrior loves to fight. It's not that, you know, like a warrior would like to go to the office and push pens. You know. Like, he'll never want to do that. You know, he loves to fight. And that's why Krishna is telling Arjuna, Sukhina Kshatriya Partha Lavante Yuddha Midrisham. That when a warrior gets an opportunity to fight a war, he becomes happy. Sukhina means, you know, becomes happy.
Yes.
Lavante means achieves. Yuddham, war, idrisham, this kind. So, you know, different people have their natural propensity. And the Varnashram provides you to act in that way. You know, like warriors, those who are in the mode of passion, they love to fight. Like a lion. You see, there is a distinct difference between a lion and a jackal. A lion will never act like a jackal, but a jackal will never act like a lion. You know, it's the natural propensity. In the animal kingdom, we see that, you know. According to their natural, you know, modes of, you know, why they have this natural propensity, according to the influence of the mode. Not at that time, but other times, Prabhupada mentioned that he's simply creating Brahmanas. But he also pointed out, he's not creating Brahmanas, he's creating Vaishnavas, who are actually superior to Brahmanas. And, you know, today I can see how true that point, how true that understanding of Srila Prabhupada is. You know. Like, see, today people are not acting according to their natural propensity. Today they are acting according to the ability, according to the allurement of money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whichever job will bring them most money, they'll go for that. It doesn't really matter whether they like it or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And as a result of that, everyone is unhappy,
unhappy.
Or most of the people are unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are not allowed to do what they like to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just considering, you know, a child, you let him play, you know, he'll be most happy.
Yeah,
you know?
He'll be fine.
Because that's what he naturally wants to do. So, and you can see how it is happening from their childhood. They like to play, but they're not allowed to play. They say, no, sit down, read. Sit down, study. Right? See, it is the whole system has become so demented, you know. So, I mean, these are the, you know, some wonderful moments that I had with Srila Prabhupada. And, you know, like, Sridhar Maharaj, the nice thing about Sridhar Maharaj, like, he reiterated what he learned from Srila Prabhupada.
Okay. He said the same,
you know,
things.
He just gave, you know, he's extremely brilliant. I mean, he's such a brilliant personality. You know, I used to sit at his feet and listen to him for hours and hours, which facility I never had when I was serving Srila Prabhupada.
Right.
Prabhupada most of the time,
yeah.
You know, bedridden. And as I said, in some intimate moments, you know, at night when I was with him, no one around, like Prabhupada would speak.
Mm-hmm.
And I never thought that those talks were important, so I never pressed the button. You see, like the tape recorder.
Yes.
I mean, I wish, and now I feel, those days I used to think, well, these are just, and in a way it's good. It's just between Prabhupada and me, you know. Like, if it was a tape recorder, then probably the importance of them would have been minimized to a great extent. But now, when I recall them, you know, like, yeah, it's in my heart, you know, like,
and so good that we met Guru Maharaj. Otherwise, we wouldn't have known all these things.
That's the case with every one of us. It's my good fortune that I met Srila Prabhupada. If I didn't meet Prabhupada, I wouldn't have this wonderful opportunity to be with you.
And all my travels with Shyamala Prabhu also. Every evening we still have something to talk about his association with Prabhupada.
Yeah.
That's so wonderful.
Just ask me to come in. Shyamala Prabhu asked me to come in, if you could go visit him before you come. I said, but Guru Maharaj just came. So he said, did he? No, but I want to. I'm leaving today. And he says, okay. And then he started telling, can I come to the airport?
Let me see, on the way, probably I'll just.
What go time did you?
I'm coming straight from there.
Okay.
Yeah. On the way.
Yeah, we could make a stop.
Yeah. So we can leave at 3:30 then.
Yes.
Leave a little early.
The question. Aside from my notes, you mentioned about those people who are not devotees for Varnashrama. What is the difference between those non-devotees and devotees?
You see, in the society, as Prabhupada mentioned, not that everybody will become a
sannyasi. Join his group.
Right? Yeah, that's the word Prabhupada used, actually. Not that everyone will join his group. No. There's something to that effect. Right? Whether he said, yeah, not that everybody will become a devotee. Yeah. He said, not that everybody will become a devotee.
So the employment will not be within ISKCON in all cases,
Kumar? So, the thing is, the ISKCON will have to guide the society. And, you know, what is my take on this? That I didn't hear it from Srila Prabhupada, but it's my take on this instruction. Prabhupada is creating the brahmanas. Those will advise the society, guide the society. And that is ISKCON. Mm. Now, you see, the natural tendency will be to think now, how do we structure the Kshatriyas? No, it don't happen that way. Now when you look at the society, everyone is a sudra, practically. There are only a few Vaishyas. So these Vaishyas, Vaishya community have to be organized. You know, that is the next step. And then from the Vaishyas will emerge the Kshatriyas.
And the Vaishyas will protect the Brahmanas.
Mm. And both Vaishyas and Kshatriyas will protect the Brahmanas.
Mm.
Because Kshatriyas you can't make, Brahmanas you can make, right? Kshatriyas you cannot make. And in today's structure, Kshatriyas cannot function. You see, Kshatriya will not go according to the constitution of the government, right? Kshatriya will have his own law, right? At the most, you know, he'll, you know, the law he will derive from the Brahmana's advice. And as I mentioned at times, you know, in today's world, the semblance to the Kshatriyas are the mafias. Yeah. That, you see, they have their own law, and only thing is, the only thing they want is submission to them. So you submit to them, they'll give their life to protect you.
But it's a perverted understanding, right?
Huh?
But it's a perverted reflection.
Not perverted reflection. In this society, because they are not allowed, on their own way, they're functioning like that. That's why they're mafias.
Okay.
Businessmen are not allowed to function as a businessman. They're, therefore, they have become black marketeers.
But then they become ruthless sometimes. Like
Kshatriya may become ruthless. That's why they must function under the guidance of the Brahmanas.
Okay.
That's what keeps them in control. The Brahmanas actually will guide them to keep them under control.
So now they don't have the guidance.
Now they don't. First of all, actually, that's how the Kshatriya structure crumbled. You see, when a Kshatriya doesn't, as you just mentioned, when the Kshatriyas do not function under the guidance of the Brahmanas, then they will become despots. They'll become tyrants. And despots, you know, they'll be just recklessly do whatever they want to do. And as a result of that, the mass revolted against them.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of, you know, got rid of Kshatriya warriors, rulers. And it then came democracy.
Right.
Vox populi. By the people, of the people, for the people.
Mm-hmm. That's because the kings, Kumaraj, the king started to exploit the people.
Yeah, right.
That's the problem.
Because, and why? Because they were not listening to the Brahmanas' advice.
So therefore, they got voted out.
Yeah.
Or got booted out.
Booted out.
Yeah.
Guillotined.
French Revolution.
Right. And in India, what happened? Because they were not listening to the Brahmanas, they started to fight among themselves.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have proper guidance. They started to fight among themselves. And as a result of that, the Muslim invaders came.
Yes, they were vulnerable.
You know, they became vulnerable. So now, how to revive that culture? You know. That's my point. You know. Do you think 50%, meaning matching what Srila Prabhupada did, is going to be such a simple thing? You know, forming a Varnashram community in some village in India, and I have achieved the 50% of what Prabhupada left me. The 50% would mean the whole world has become Krishna conscious. That is what it means to match what Srila Prabhupada is now. And I tell you, it's not going to happen in one generation or even few generations. It'll take hundreds of years to come, you know.
Unraveling democracy.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, that's what it means.
Right. Toppling democracy.
Toppling democracy. Yeah, that's what I That's what I say. That in order to make Varnashram Dharma to be established, democracy has to go.
Yes, and that is that you maybe not happen in our lifetime, but we can see it happening. Because they're going to flop. The bubble's going to go.
They may flop, but what is the substitute?
Yes, there's no alternative.
You just chaos.
So that's why, you know, we have to, you know, have a real strategic planning. You know what my take on that? You know, there has to be a Krishna conscious political party.
Yes.
Because, you know, other times, you know, things used to happen through revolution. But in this democratic world, revolution is not going to work. They'll simply lead to more chaos. So, the way to do it is we have to, as the expression goes, pick a thorn with a thorn. Let there be a Krishna-conscious political party. And that political party, you know, well, the way I plan it, the party should be actively constituted by the youth, not the old ones. The old ones can give their wealth and give their support. But the candidates who would stand for election are the young ones. Why? Because this achievement is not going to happen in 1 or 2 years or 1 or 2 elections. It has to happen through maybe even 4 or 5 terms. That means you're talking about 20, 25 years. So let this youth be involved in this politics, and in 20 years they have, by the time they reached, you know, say 40, 45, they won the election. Right? And then in that election, when they finally win, then what they do? Now they have the power in their hand. Then they implement what Prabhupada actually suggested. What did Prabhupada, do you remember what Prabhupada suggested to Indira Gandhi? Let the brahmanas be the ministers.
Oh.
Yeah. Let the brahmanas be the ministers. Now, what does it mean a brahmana becomes ministers? That means these brahmanas will not take any money. They won't deal with money. Ministers means advisor. Let them advise. Right? Now that they have the power, they invest the power to the Kshatriyas. Who are the Kshatriyas? The Kshatriyas are the military, army. And look at the army, how they manage things. In countries like India, where everything is in a real mess, you go into an army barrack, army camp. It's another world altogether. Everything is so spick and span. Everything is so systematically designed. So hand the power over to them, you know. Let these people, you know, control the, you know, management. That is, you know, internally they collect the tax and they implement the tax. Internally they defend the law and order, and externally they defend the country from external attacks. Right? So this is how the Kshatriyas actually. And they make them run because they are capable of running it capably, right? Effectively. And they themselves are not involved, right? In the management. They're simply giving the guy, seeing that things are happening in the right way. So then what happens? This is how you're establishing, not yet established the Kshatriyas, but establishing the Kshatriyas, right? And then, you see, children are being trained up. Now children are, from that age, they will be selected according to what is their propensity. Well, he is Brahminical, let him go into this branch. These children are Kshatriya-like, let them go in this. They are Vaishya. So that's what we are doing. What you are doing, you are enhancing their propensities and facilitating to, you know, to express their propensities. And then, you see, like when eventually what will happen, from these Kshatriya children, a personality will emerge who has the real leadership quality. Then they actually coronate him as the king and hand over the kingdom to him. I mean, at least according to my understanding, that's the only way that I feel that it's going to happen.
The financial systems have to change to support those propensities also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let people not, you see, in ISKCON, you know, say people join. Do we tell them that, okay, you join because you're going to get so much money? What do we tell them? That you'll be able to do these activities. Why do you want to do it? I'm not saying that, we are not saying that you have to come. We are simply saying, if you like, if this is what you want to do, you can come. So this is what we are doing. We are facilitating the brahmanas to act like a brahmana.
In fact, they use the financial system already. It's not being used in the right direction. They're spending more money and the real result is not coming out.
And the finance, you see, the kshatriyas also won't be dealing with the finance. Vaishyas will be dealing with the finance. Those who are making money, let them deal with the money. The tax comes from them. They make the money. They give the tax. They make the money, you know. 50% goes to the government and 50% they keep for themselves. And that 50% that is going, you know, the government is actually using that money for various things, you know, promoting Krishna consciousness, defending the country, educating the children, you know, use the money properly, you know.
Need the blueprint, Nagamaj. The blueprint, what is step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like that. You know? Because while the goal is there, but there's many steps, like precursors, before to get to the goal.
Should I give you some assignment? Or one of you? Should I give you an assignment? The recording is here. Why don't you transcribe it and from there develop the concept? Let us start from here. At least some ideas have been, you know, presented. Let us see.
I'll transcribe it.
Okay. You take the easy one out.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, let's start off, you know, this way.
So now
that's the difference.
I was feeling, Bhumansh, like, you know, in this thing, is that one of the first steps has to be that we have to educate our children.
Yeah, right.
We should encourage our children to become at the top of the whatever field they are. And they should have be at top at every step. Like, for example, if you look at how the Muslims are dominating the world now, they've taken over all the industries. The plan is to actually corner every industry there is. No matter what it is, textiles, oil, diamonds, whatever industry, their plan is to corner it. And once they have economic control, then they can leverage that and you can get your political party. Like when you were speaking just now, that you want a political party, the clout is the money. The clout is the support of the...
Exactly.
Of the...
Yeah. Of that's the why industries. Those who have been successful in their thing,
yes,
they have to give the support to the... Yes. Did I ever tell you about the story that I was thinking of writing about the school?
Yes.
Like, the child, after graduating this, they go back to their parents. And then they speak to their parents. The parents adopt the idea. And the parents have their influence.
Right.
So they now start to discuss among themselves. And they form the political party. They have the money, they have the influence, you know. And then those who are young,
yes,
you know, they're just getting involved in the election. and learning the, you know,
yes. Because we can see when most of the devotees' children now are very educated.
Mm.
All of them got some tertiary qualification or more, if you look at it.
Right.
The young breed across the world are very educated.
Mm. Mm.
So, you know, it's already taking another stream. Unlike at your time, Gurumacharya, the generation at that time. We're not so many very educated.
Most of us have dropped.
We bug it too much. But that's what happened. I mean, you know, but it's different from this generation now that's coming up.
True.
So it's...
You know why often I think of it, you know? Because they're getting a very good guidance and direction from the parents.
Yes.
Whereas in our time, we didn't get that, or we didn't care. And in a way, I feel good that I know it happened to me. Like, I mean, I look at, you know how it, when it dawned in me, like I saw my friends, those who were, you know, successfully situated. You know, initially, I thought all my friends would join.
Right.
You know, when I took to Krishna consciousness, because, you know, we used to have discussion, and, like intellectual... kind of
exchanges.
Exchange, and I mean, we used to spend hours together, like discussing various things. And now that I found it, I thought, you know, everybody will jump into it, you know. But then when I went and saw them and met them, you know, like initially they were kind of, you know, listening, but when it came to complete commitment, you know, they were not interested. Why they were not interested? Because they are so comfortably situated in their life.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And in a way, I feel, you know, that... In a way, I had that feeling, you know. I knew that, you know, this material education is not going to...
That's the other part of the Gurumacharya, the slaughterhouse education. It's just geared to make the kids look for the next thing. Eventually they hit...
Just go and earn money.
Mm-hmm.
It trains you in a certain way. It's a training that makes you think in a certain way, which is not conducive to what we want.
Right.
But to be the topic...
And it was so... I was so fortunate to have this, you know, very clear direction from Srila Prabhupada. Just offer this life to Krishna. And that's the first time I got some purpose with my life. And you know what Prabhupada told me? Don't get involved with any woman. So, offer this life to Krishna means don't get involved with any woman. Anyway, that's Prabhupada knew some individuals are. But at the same time, you know, like there are others whom Prabhupada actually suggested to get married. Prabhupada knew, you know, who is. Some people have to get married, and because our varnashram is based on four varnas. You know, like, I'm saying it because I don't want you to make feel bad.
It's too late for us. It's too late for us.
After so many years.
What should be instruction for us in Krishna?
You know, Krishna consciousness is not dependent on varna or ashram. It's a social consideration, actually. Krishna consciousness means jat karusi, jat asnasi. So that is, you know, open to all. Anybody can, but do it for Krishna. And, you know, that's what Rupa Goswami is saying, 50-50. 50% you use for your family, and 50% you do it for Krishna. But unfortunately what is happening, that 50% is already taken over by the government tax. So that's why it becomes so difficult.
Mm.
You know.
So the new structure you're saying, Raj, maybe that can be facilitated. And you already mentioned that money will be utilized.
Yeah, right. And the thing is that everybody won't have to pay. Like the Vaishyas will pay. Vaishyas will pay tax. Maybe Kshatriyas, the landowners, those who are, they'll pay tax to the king. But the Sudras will not be taxed. Brahmanas will not be taxed. Those who are, you know, working for their living, why tax them? Just see that they are, you know, well situated, they are well taken care of.
The society will be so peaceful and
Right, right. That proves that this is the way to go.
In certain ways, the Western world has got that. Like, they provide security. Not to that, they take care of citizens, like London, USA. They think we in India do not take care of.
Yeah.
They do it in the exploitative
way. They do it in a social way, according to a social structure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Be doing more spiritually.
Yeah.
Trying to focus on that.
The king means, you know, he takes care. Prabhupada is saying in Bhagavatam so many times, the king's responsibility is not only to take care of the human beings, the animals, you know, even
plants.
Trees and plants. Like when it comes to prachetas, Brahma's advice is that. When the prachetas are burning out the trees, you know, because, you know, the whole world was covered with trees, you know, like. So, then Brahma came and told them that, you know, how can you do that? They're your subjects.
Mm-hmm. There's also something that Srila Prabhupada advocated very much, not to take out any tree unnecessarily.
Right, right.
You spoke of the youth, Kumaj, and the youth to take over this, and in the next 4-5 turns, it's expected to, by then they'll be 45. So how does that youth work towards this? Krishna conscious, but what are they focusing on?
According to the propensity. And let the education be personal. In the sense, see, in the Varnashram society, how they will learn? It's not that they will go to school and learn the trade. You know, a potter's son, from, you know, like from his childhood, he's helping his father. Right? And he learns, you know, how to mix the clay, you know, that's how he starts. Then, you know, then he learns, you know, like how to put it on the wheel. And then he learns, you know, slowly he learns. So by the time he's grown up, he has become an expert. You know, that is the way to learn, you know. And that is why that, you know, Varna system comes. Brahmana's son is a Brahmana. Why? Because from his childhood he's getting the education that way. Similarly, a Vaishya's son, you know, he learns from his father, you know, how to run the business. He's seeing how his father is buying and he's helping his father and he learns. So, you know, that's such a natural social system, you know.
You got the same education shoved down everybody's throat.
Right, right.
You've got so many ideas now. You've got so many ideas.
The British actually destroyed the education system in the world, especially in India. Because India was the leading country. It was meant to guide the world, but you know what they have done? Crippled. British have crippled India, and that's why today the whole world is suffering.
I was just thinking, first the British ruled the world, they exploited the world, now they're exploiting their own citizens. And it's about 20% bad. Everything you buy, 1%
Now it's 20%.
It's 19 something.
They started off with 12%.
So I see, and then there's a tax structure.
20% pay chata, no?
Huh. This is that when you become top in your field, it absorbs, because you're competing with other people who do nothing else. So the children become top in their field, it absorbs that. It's a very
dangerous, scary way to get to that.
Like you mentioned, well, we require we for our sake you should be here for more longer than we can.
And for the world's sake, you should all be with me longer. No, I mean, I love to have this kind of stimulating discussion.
Yeah. This is easy.
To think that there's even a thought so far away.
Nobody has done this in South Africa.
Even though it's so long term, there's so much that we have to do now that has to be done now to plan for that.
Right. Yeah.
So if we know what we're looking for, you know, what we're trying to do.
I think the first thing is that let's put it in paper.
I'm transcribing.
Like,
this is what we expect vision from that. We don't have no vision to follow.
And you know, it may take generations. It may take generations. But at least, you know, like the direction should be there. And personally, I feel very fortunate that, you know, I got this direction from Srila Prabhupada. You know. Like, you look at ISKCON, the whole world of ISKCON, ISKCON world, is thinking that Varnashram should be system should be established in a village. Prabhupada sometimes spoke about that in order to kind of, you know, maybe sometimes, you know, to give them an idea or to create a kind of a model. But the thing is, when it comes to 50% of Prabhupada's work, you see the volume of it. Tell me, has anybody ever achieved what Srila Prabhupada has achieved? So if you want to match that,
it has to be a big task.
Then consider, you know, what it has to be.
That's true. Opening 1,000 of those villages.
Right. It's working now?
No, Gopal.
No.
They went to 3 different people.
Okay, I'll just give it to him.
Yeah, there's a problem with food.
Wherever he got it from, he will.
There's a problem.
This phone Mahesh actually gave me. And somehow this phone has...
The software isn't...
gone kaput.
It's Nokia.
It's a Nokia.
Oh, this is actually
exclusive. You thought iPhone?
No, I saw these phones and I... very expensive, exclusive for them.
I see. How much does it cost here?
And we don't sell them here. We only get it in the Dubai.
Oh, okay.
But you see them there.
What's good about it?
It's the body, it's all that. Oh. Local exclusive. That's all. Okay. End of the day, their phone, anything that's pricey today is what the others don't have.
Okay.
So they make it too pricey for the others not to have.
Okay. Put a diamond here.
Yeah, this is okay. But they're very exclusive for it.
So 3 o'clock.
Yes,
I have only half an hour.
You have half an hour.
Gumaraj, you want to take a leave also? I'll see you.
Yeah. Okay, you have to go to work?
No. I'll go home.
Okay, why didn't you rest?